You're a great writer. You wrote your own story, Space Trivia 2003. And in 1991, the book was How Do You Go to the Bathroom in Space? So I suppose if all these questions I should ask you, so how do you go to the bathroom in space?
Well, yes, that's what everyone wants to ask. For urination, we had a cup sort of thing, and air was drawn into that cup. Then you urinated into the cup, and it put it down through a centrifuge and put it into a urine bag. Now, that's for number one. For number two, we had on Skylab, the system in the shuttle operated very similarly. You had a fecal bag, which you put on yourself. You put the fecal bag in this commode. Air was drawn into that. So we used air like you use water in normal toiletry. This worked fine, as long as you remember to turn on the fan.
Yes.
The shuttle had more trouble than we did. For about 5 years, they had to carry fecal bags. And if they wanted to extend the mission, they had to have enough fecal bags for each person. That's what dictated the length of time they could extend the mission.
Then I'm thinking about food. Is the food tasty? Is it bland?
That's a good question. First, it was bland. Pete Conrad, the commander of First Skylab mission, he came down and he really read them the riot act. He said, that food is terrible. They sent out pepper and salt with the second Skylab crew, which that didn't do anything but pollute the air. By the time we got ready to go, we had salt dispensers, which were like little hypodermic syringes, so we could squirt salt water. We had liquid pepper, which was oil-based. It was really good. And we had hot sauce. I can't remember what all we had, but we had a range of condiments. The food, I thought, was excellent. The condiments made that so. We enjoyed mealtime.
Here we are, August 8th, 2012, and just a few days ago, Curiosity, the rover, lands safely on Mars. First of all, you had to be excited to see that happen.
Oh, yeah. I was really pulling for JPL. Those poor guys, they've been laboring in the shadow of the loss of two spacecraft landers.
There's been a lot of criticism of NASA that it maybe just become a bureaucracy, wasn't capable of matching some of the great things you astronauts did. But they are looking for evidence of life at least one time on Mars. What's leading us to believe there's a possibility of life there?
Well, mainly because that's where life started on Earth, in the sea. It's really interesting and intriguing to work with this. If you look at pictures of Mars, I mean, you'd have to be a dolt not to think that one time there was a lot of water there. Because it washes. Air, erosion, does not hack it. But anyway, the idea is that if there was ever life there, there had to be water. But I'll leave that to the people that study that sort of thing. One theory is that within 20 degrees of the equator, north and south, probably is a lot of water bound up in ice. Ice in real cold temperatures is pretty stable. I've even heard some theories that life developed on Mars before it developed on Earth. I don't think I buy that, but that's okay.
Landing on Mars now, that has to be euphoric for NASA and brings it back into the main mindset of Americans.
Well, it's an outstanding feat.
Right. For the future of space exploration, I suppose there was a time there we wondered if they were going to continue. What do you see here in 2012?
Well, right now, the whole space program has been sabotaged by the White House. Giving things away? I mean, the Egyptian senator said, this is great prestige to be able to pull off these technological feats. But what has happened is we've lost the cadre, the nucleus of people. And you don't get that back very easily. That's what bothers me.
And now with the fight over money and so forth, what is it going to take another JFK to come out and re-energize this?
Yeah, someone like that.